Previously on Secluded Thoughts.
How you do one thing is truly how you do everything. The first time I heard this, I was like, that's BS. Like, that doesn't mean anything, because it was talking about a bad habit that I had. And I was like, I'm not like that in every aspect of life. I'm just like that with this one type of task. But it's not true. Like, as I get into these examples, you will realize that the bad habits that you have really represent a pattern of how you tend to do things. And you slacking off in one area will definitely show in other areas of your life. So let me explain. So the very first example is being last minute. And yeah, we started early today. So I think the problem that most people have with this issue is the fact that a lot of people tell themselves that they work better under pressure. You don't. Okay, you don't. Stop lying to yourself. You do not work better under pressure. Like, how many times did you almost drop out of college because you were stressed? Because you started your work last minute because you were procrastinating? Or how many times did you almost cancel a meetup or an event that you had to attend because you started getting ready last minute and then you were running late? And as we all know so well, every time you're running late, that's when everything starts going wrong. Like, suddenly there's traffic. Suddenly the light is like taking 5 minutes to change. How many times were you just stressed because of a meetup because you started getting ready last minute? Or how many times did you have a meltdown because the outfit that you planned in your head last minute didn't work out? Like, you didn't want to start getting ready early. You didn't, you know, plan things out in advance, and now the outfit you were relying on doesn't work and you literally feel like shit and you don't want to go anywhere. You don't work better under pressure. That's just code for I'm a procrastinator. Doing things like that just makes you feel overly stressed, overwhelmed, and just out of control. And for no reason. Like, stop driving with your gas tank on E. You know, you have like 20 miles left. Stop trying to run another errand. The only errand you should be running is to the gas station to fill up your tank, okay? Don't tell yourself that you'll get gas in the morning. You are setting yourself up to struggle, okay? Stop doing that to yourself. Stop. I did that one time, and then the next morning I was running late. And I had to stop for gas, and I was even more late because there was no way I was going to make it there unless I walked. And that just wasn't about to happen. Like, if you know me, I wasn't about to walk. It wasn't that far, but, you know, I'm not about to walk. So, like I'm saying, like, being last minute is not a strength. Stop trying to phrase it in a way of saying you work better under pressure. That's not true. If you think that's true, I don't know, DM me on Instagram. Let me know. Let's argue. But that's just not true. You don't work better under pressure. You just stress yourself out unnecessarily when you have the option of doing things ahead of time. Like I said, the real issue here is just procrastination. You're convincing yourself that you work better under pressure because when that deadline is approaching, that's when you take action. But in reality, you don't really have a choice. Like, depending on what it is, technically you have a choice. You can choose to do something or not to do it, but most times you will do it, but because the deadline is approaching, that's when you feel under pressure and you're like, okay, let me get this done, and you get it done. But the fact of the matter is, you could have gotten it done if you started ahead of time and you would have eliminated all of the stress. The issue here is you are procrastinating and you're disguising that procrastination as if it's a skill, and it's not.
Is your vehicle stopping like it should? Does it squeal or grind when you brake? Don't miss out on summer brake deals at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, oh.